What's happening?
Howdy, folks and new listeners, this is Clay from League Podcast. This week we have a very special guest. It's Tom Sharpling from The Best Show. I'm joined by fellow FOT, Tim Kelly. You may know him from Late Risers Club on WMBR, but he called in all the way from the nation's capital to talk with Tom about the newest incarnation of The Best Show. It's coming back, baby. You may be read about this in the New York Times, but here we are. Talking with Tom about the new Best Show. So thanks for tuning in, guys. If you're new to our podcast, we're a comic book podcast based out of Boston, but we cover all sorts of movies and comedy and culture and all sorts of stuff. So thanks for tuning in, FOT and other fans of Tom, and away we go. So hey, Tom, thanks for coming on the podcast. Of course, I'm talking with Tom Sharpling of The Best Show. Thanks so much for coming on, man. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, you've taken a big break from the FMU Best Show, but please tell us what's going on with the new show.
Well, we're just gearing up, and we're going to do the show as an independent venture that I guess has commercial possibilities, and we'll see what happens with that. And we've been working on it all year long, and we're in the home stretch, so very shortly the show will return.
Very cool. Hey, Tim.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Tim, I'm on with Tom. Tom, are you still there?
I am.
All right, great. Tim is a longtime FOT, and he's the one that got me caught onto the show, and
cool.
And also has done radio for like a million years. So he was the guy to call when we needed to make this call. And Tim, we just got started. So
okay, cool. Yeah, I just dropped off my last dog. So
very cool.
My dog podcast.
the dog cast.
Pod dogging. So, I guess we could start with. Clay. Do you want to drive this thing or?
Oh, go ahead, Tim. I know you had questions. Tom was just telling us that that they've been working on this hard, you know, since the break. So, if you had any more questions about like what happened in between Best Show then and what's going to happen Best Show now, I say go for it.
Sure. I guess one of the things that I initially thought of when, you know, everybody, you know, including myself, I'm on my walk to my car. We're bummed out to see the show go. You know, it was pretty clear that at some point you're going to try to have it come back. And, but my initial, as someone who did radio for a long time and then stopped, one of my first thoughts was that, oh, good for Tom. He actually doesn't have to do radio anymore. I was wondering about the relief of having the time off. And that was sort of the initial thing that I thought of, especially going at something where, you know, you're not getting paid to do it. But then... I'm sorry, continue.
No, go ahead. I was almost done.
But then on the flip side of it, it's like, you know, you're able to kind of regroup. Maybe what was it? I guess what did the downtime afford you?
Really a chance to just see what the show had been and just to get some perspective on everything. And it's kind of stuff you can't really do that while it's going on. So there was a really good opportunity to just be able to look at what had gone down for the last 13 or so years and get some perspective on what that meant to me and what I wanted it in the future to be. And everything kind of came up as yes, that I want to do this again and I want to get this show back and I want to do it the way we had been doing it. And that was what came out of that downtime, was really just being able to see the show for what it was.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there, I guess, in going back, were there any particular points in the show, reviewing for the box set that struck you in particular? Were you surprised by anything going through, you know, so many years of recordings?
The going through to kind of produce this box set, John Worster and I both were amazed at how much stuff we had done with the just the sheer volume of calls, hundreds of hours of stuff that was all written and performed by the two of us. It just, we had done so much of it, and so much of it was really still funny and made me laugh now. And that was not apparent when you're always getting ready for that next show.
Mm-hmm.
You don't exactly have an idea about what it would be like to kind of look back and kind of be nostalgic for what you had done already. So, mm-hmm.
And Tim and I were both like pretty amazed and it just about the reveal about how scripted you guys are. I mean, you guys work really hard on all of that stuff, and you know, would you say it's like 90% scripted, 10 improvised on the calls, or?
Maybe that might be an overall fair number, because we were it might even be more scripted than that in terms of actual improv. There's you do a lot of stuff to make the thing sound natural, but the stuff, but what we were saying was, we knew what we were saying. None of it was like going out on a limb to you know, uncharted stuff all the time. It's like the bits had to have a destination. So, it was a lot of writing really went into that stuff. A lot of times John would write things that he wouldn't want me to know about, so that it would sound, so he would get a real reaction from me with certain surprises. But, one of the both of us wrote, the vast majority of stuff was scripted.
So now, did that date back to like the very beginning when you started doing this, or was there an initial seat of the pants type of start to it? You know, did anything make you realize that it's like, okay, we've got to go into this with a plan and a story?
I don't think it's not like we failed and then had to realize, man, we better be more scripted on this stuff. I think it came more from, we just like these things to be as the comedy we like is, more kind of written than improvisatory. And so, yeah, with like stuff like SCTV, it feels like it's totally alive, but it's scripted. So, and I think we're coming at it from our favorite things were scripted.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to, we'll continue along those lines because we have, maybe would have similar goals as the shows that we admired had.
Mm. Now, when exactly does the new show start?
Soon. I'll announce it. It'll be on, I don't have an exact date, but we're figuring it out.
Uh-huh.
Matter of weeks. It's a matter of weeks at this point. So.
Mm. Now, what have you done? You know, I guess you know we can't really assume that everybody's read every kernel of info about the return of the show.
Except for Tim. Tim's read them. Well,
no, I haven't. I've read some. But maybe what what have you done? I mean, you're obviously not going out of FMU anymore. Maybe you could talk a little bit about what the new setup is going to be. Like in terms of where are you doing it and
time? Is it going to be as long?
Yeah, the show will be just pretty much the equivalent of what the show was before lengthwise. And, it's just putting together a studio in New Jersey, and that's where we'll do the show from every week. And, it's gonna be kind of lean and mean in that regard. It's not a, you know, WFMU is like a 5-floor operation. We're not going to be that. We'll have a studio and just we have everything we need to do this right. So, but it's not like it's a part of some larger organization to where it's kind of got all the fancy fancy trappings and stuff. So we're at the gym, so the sparring. It's like the it's like Rocky or something, where we're training out in the woods in Rocky IV, carrying logs and wagons, while everybody else is using the high tech training facilities. So that's kind of where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking too, like, you know, like you've been doing your show for so long, and then you know, like Marin is a huge hit as far as podcasting goes, and that was like you know, sort of like a surprise to some people. And everything's like Nerdist. There's like a million Nerdist podcasts now, and the best show was sort of, you might have even talked about this a little bit, best show was sort of doing that for for a long time. So it's good to hear that you guys have this the structure coming out, and but more almost like Marin in his garage kind of thing. You know, you're not in a radio studio.
Well, who cares where you are? The product is what matters. Mark's show wouldn't sound any better if he was doing it out of a skyscraper.
Yeah,
it would be doing the same show. It just that's what's always mattered with the stuff. It's just the end product here. So that's what we're focused on, is just trying to do everything we can to make that be as great as possible.
So you don't, is there anything that you think that maybe switching to the, you know, slightly different format than terrestrial radio will afford you? Are there any freedom? Is there any like new freedom that you have from doing it, or are there any, or limitations that you see?
Freedom, I own the boy. The equipment's mine, and I could turn it on at any point. It's, I guess, the biggest freedom, that it's not I'm not on a schedule of a show with a finite amount of available airtime. Mm-hmm. So that would probably be the biggest thing that is the biggest freedom or luxury is that. And restrictions, I really don't know what restrictions there would be. It's not over terrestrial radio, but that does not matter to me. Mm. Right now is the show being heard on the physical radio. I don't care about that. Mm. People are going to be able to hear it, and it's going to reach them, and that's not a real issue in 2014.
Sure. Now, what about with FMU, you know, being an actual physical radio station, you know, you did still have the possibility of random callers. Is that, or even like random listenership? Are there any? Have you thought about anything to maybe increase listenership or grow the audience, you know, with the new format?
I mean, we're just, well, one of the big things, there's no paywall on it. It's just, it's available to anybody who wants to hear it. So that's been a priority with it, is to make sure it's not just catering to the people who are already on board. It's going to be there for anybody to hear. And the thing with random dial flippers and people stumbling across stuff, it's like, yeah, I don't know how much of that in 2014 was a presence on the show, because people would call and then get a busy signal. We was, all the lines were filled so much of the time that it's not like it was 10 years ago where the phones would be pretty open and somebody could call up, hear me give the phone number out, call it, and then I'd pick up 2 minutes later. It's like that kind of went away. So it was diminished to some capacity. And I feel like if the show's being promoted with this link and everything, there's going to be people who go to check it out and hear something. Mm-hmm. And call in from that. So we'll get it. Mm-hmm. One way or another.
Sure. Now are you affiliated with any other like podcasting network, or is this a completely independent?
Yeah, it's completely independent. It's not a part of anything.
Nice. I don't know, Clay, do you have anything else, Clay?
I just wanted to talk about the Adult Swim video for a second.
Uh-huh.
Is that a pilot for for something, or just to promote the show upcoming? Flat like a blast.
It was oh yeah, it was so much fun to do, and for a bunch of years they've been doing these infomercials at 4 a.m. and it was a good opportunity to do one of those. It was something we wanted to do a real world version of Newbridge, and tried to figure out an angle to show it at, which would be to do it the way we did it on the show, and it was fun to do, and it that's kind of a standalone thing. It's really not a pilot for for anything, but you know, we're hopeful that we'll just keep doing something with Adult Swim. So yeah, we'll see. But that was not, there's no model in place for that to be to do more of those.
Right on. And we are a comic book podcast, so can you tell me a little bit about your relationships with some of these awesome creators like Matt Fraction, with Charles Burns. I mean, are people just offering you up artwork and those guys, your buddies, are we gonna see some cool stuff coming our way, you know, from some comic artists and things like that, maybe for artwork down the line?
Charles Burns, I don't know. I do know John Kuramoto, who works with Charles, is the contact on that. He's the guy who's always he's the guy who got him to do the poster for us. But John works as I think he does layouts. I'm sorry, if I'm insulting him by saying the wrong thing, it's just like he's worked on his books on Charles Burns' books for the last bunch of years.
Very cool.
And yeah, he's worked on stuff for other people. He's a really talented guy. But Matt Fraction is a really good friend, and he's just a really great guy, and somebody who I admire the work he does and the amount of work he does. So I'm really in awe of him in so many different ways, and it's very flattering that he wants to be my friend.
That's awesome. I don't know if you read a ton of comic books, but do you read his Sex Criminal book?
Yeah.
That's
really great.
Just one of the most amazing pieces of output that, number one, he's done, but it's kind of a game changer as far as, like, you know, the comic book world is concerned. It's pretty crazy. And he has his own sort of best show following just for that. I forget what they call their fans, but they have their equivalent of like the FOT moniker for their Sex Criminal fans, and it's just wacky. I love it.
Yeah, they have a name for it, and it's one of the sex positions from the that I'm blanking on.
Oh,
now, I think.
It's something like Blimpers or Brimpers or something like that.
Yeah, something, and I'm drawing a blank, but yeah, and I mean, I think, you know, Matt is insanely talented, and Chip is just as talented, and I think, you know, just him on, he's one of my favorite people on Twitter. Also, he's just such a funny, a really funny guy, and the two of them kind of doing that together is just, it's just kind of the pairing that was always supposed to happen. It was always meant to be.
It's great. Thomas,
yeah.
We don't want to take up like so much of your time. You've been so awesome. But Tim, do you have any other questions or anything for Tom? Or
unfortunately, when the call came through, I was out and I had some notes down. I think I've covered a lot of what I wanted to ask about.
Cool.
Okay.
So I think I'm pretty good.
Alright.
So Tom, are we just following you on Twitter and waiting for the big announcement?
Yeah, I'd say there's three big things you can do. Would be you go to thebestshow.net and you can sign up for the mailing list. And you can follow me on Twitter at Sharpling. And you can go to numerogroup.com if you want to check out the box set that Sharpling and Worcester are putting out, me and John Worcester. It's a really just this enormous thing that's the kind of the culmination of just, you know, 13 plus years of work in one giant 16 CD box set with a 100-page hardcover book and so many things. It's really going to be it's really going to be amazing. I'm really proud that we got to do something like that. And in terms of the art for the site, I didn't get to say it, but Jeff T. Owens, who did the cover of, if you saw the Best Show magazine, he's kind of the artist for the show, he's kind of kind of setting the look of things, which I'm really happy about, because I'm just I was just a fan of him just looking at his stuff on Facebook, and was really excited that he was a fan of the show, and then he's gotten involved with stuff, and now he's gotten more involved with stuff, and the look is really cool. So much of the stuff that's going to come out is, I'm really just blown away by it. And so, yeah, a lot of stuff. So, but you go to the bestshow.net, and that's how you can get up to speed with everything.
That's awesome, Tom, and thank you for being on the show once again. Thanks for accommodating us with the time switch, and I'll send you the link when it's all up and ready to go. Really appreciate it, and we super support what you do. And Tim, thanks you as well.
Cool. Well, I really appreciate you guys being interested in taking the time, and thank you so much.
All right, cool. Thanks a lot, Tom. Talk to you soon, man.
Yeah, talk to you later. You take care.
You too. Bye. Bye.
My dog podcast.
Mm-hmm. The dog cast.
It's pod dogging.